Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Yavamas, Daf Zayin. The first parak, Chamesh Esrei Nashim. The first parak has been generously sponsored as a schus for Mordechai Chaim and Esther, and as a schus for Shidduch Hagon for Leah Bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Simba Rashi says that the reason we would think that the death penalty may be given on Shabbos is not because of an ase doche los ase, sheish bo koras, but rather because of a kal v'chomer. Ma avoda chamura v'doche Shabbos v'tzicho doche osa, just as the avoda of a kohen in the base of Migdash is stringent and is doche Shabbos, and yet execution overrides it, as it stated, mi'im mizbechi tekachenu lamus, from the mizbech you shall take him to die, meaning that the kohen is taken to be killed even if he's in the midst of doing the avoda, then Shabbos, which is nidcheh because of avoda, then all the more so taking away the kohen to be killed is doche Shabbos. Point number two, the Gemara Arduf is still trying to understand why the word aleha is needed to teach that Yibum is not done with Achos Ishto, his wife's sister. The Gemara says that we can learn it through a drasha referred to as davar sheyeh b'chol v'yatzmin hakol l'lamed, something that was within a general category, and then it's taken out of that general category in order to teach something in regard to itself, is not meant to teach something merely in regard to itself, but rather in regard to everything within that general category. The Gemara quotes a braisa that brings an example of this principle. The pasuk states, "V'hanefesh asher tocha bas mezevach shlamim, metumasa alav." And the one that eats from the meat of a carbon shlamim, and he is tami, is chayiv karas. Why does the pasuk need to say this? We already learned that one who is tami and eats kachim is chayiv karas from a different pasuk. So we learn from this that just as a shlamim is kachim mizbech, it's consecrated for being offered in the mizbech, and one is chayiv karas when eating it, so to anything else that is kachim mizbech, which excludes kachim bedek abai, is consecrated for temple repair, that if one ate it when he was tami, he is pater. This drush can be used by Achos Ishto as well as follows. Eshes Ach is included in the category of all arayos, as it's written, Ki kol ish asher yas mikol ha-tohevos ha-ela v'nikrasu. Anyone that does one of these abominations will be cut off, and it's taken out of the general category and has a heter that she falls to Yibum, and this teaches us that all arayos too fall to Yibum. The Gemara says that this drush is different because the drush by Shlamim is a general iser and a specific iser, whereas with our drasha, there's a general iser and a specific heter. And point number three, the Gemara says that one might have learned that Achos Ishto, his wife's sister, may be permitted for Yibum with a mamatzinu from Eshes Ach, even though Eshes Ach had one iser, and Achos Ishto has two isurim through a principle called hoil v'ishtri ishtri. Since it, referring to one iser, becomes permitted, it, referring to a second iser, becomes permitted. We find this principle of hoil v'ishtri ishtri by Metzora, where he has a heter to put his fingers into the base of Migdash for his purification process, and he may do so even if it's a balkari, thereby having two isurim. This is because once the iser of Metzora is mutter, the iser of keri becomes mutter as well. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rav Simi Bar Ashi says that the reason we would think that the death penalty may be given on Shabbos is not because ase doche los ase, sheish bo koras, but rather because of a kal v'chomer. Ma avoda chamura v'doche Shabbos v'tzicho doche osa, just as the avoda of a kohen in the base of Migdash is stringent and is doche Shabbos, and yet execution overrides it, as it stated, mi'im mizbechi tekachenu lamus, from the mizbech you shall take him to die, meaning that the kohen is taken to be killed even if he's in the midst of doing the avoda, then Shabbos, which is nidcheh because of avoda, then all the more so taking away the kohen to be killed is doche Shabbos. Point number two, the Gemara Arduf is still trying to understand why the word aleha is needed to teach that Yibum is not done with Achos Ishto, his wife's sister. The Gemara says that we can learn it through a drasha referred to as davar sheyeh b'chol v'yatzmin hakol l'lamed, something that was within a general category, and then it's taken out of that general category in order to teach something in regard to itself, is not meant to teach something merely in regard to itself, but rather in regard to everything within that general category. The Gemara quotes a braisa that brings an example of this principle. The pasuk states, "V'hanefesh asher tocha bas mezevach shlamim, metumasa alav." And the one that eats from the meat of a carbon shlamim, and he is tami, is chayiv karas. Why does the pasuk need to say this? We already learned that one who is tami and eats kachim is chayiv karas from a different pasuk. So we learn from this that just as a shlamim is kachim mizbech, it's consecrated for being offered in the mizbech, and one is chayiv karas when eating it, so to anything else that is kachim mizbech, which excludes kachim bedek abai, is consecrated for temple repair, that if one ate it when he was tami, he is pater. This drush can be used by Achos Ishto as well as follows. Eshes Ach is included in the category of all arayos, as it's written, Ki kol ish asher yas mikol ha-tohevos ha-ela v'nikrasu. Anyone that does one of these abominations will be cut off, and it's taken out of the general category and has a heter that she falls to Yibum, and this teaches us that all arayos too fall to Yibum. The Gemara says that this drasha is different because the drasha by Shlamim is a general iser and a specific iser, whereas with our drasha, there's a general iser and a specific heter. And point number three, the Gemara says that one might have learned that Achos Ishto, his wife's sister, may be permitted for Yibum with a mamatzinu from Eshes Ach, even though Eshes Ach had one iser, and Achos Ishto has two isurim through a principle called Hoyel v'Ishtri Ishtri. Since it, referring to one iser, becomes permitted, it, referring to a second iser, becomes permitted. We find this principle of Hoyel v'Ishtri Ishtri by Metzora, where he has a heter to put his fingers into the base of Migdash for his purification process, and he may do so even if it's a Baal Keri, thereby having two isurim. This is because once the Isser of Metzora is Mutter, the Isser of Keri becomes Mutter as well. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Zayin, and our standard Siman is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The Kohen with the smoking gun, who was taken away from the Mizbeach during his Avodah, and who was accused of eating a Shlamim while he was Tamei, was caught when the Baal Keri Metzora put his fingers into the Azara to purify, pointing him out. So once again, in slow motion. The Kohen with the smoking gun, that must mean one Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, gun. The Kohen with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbeach during his Avoda, which reminds us, Rav Sim Bar Ashi says, the reason we would think that the death penalty may be given on Shabbos is because of a Kal V'Chomer, just as the Avoda of a Kohen in the base of Migdash is Chamur and is Docher Shabbos, and yet execution overrides it, as it stated, Me'im Mizbechit Tekachenu Lamus, from the Mizbeach you shall take him to die, meaning the Kohen is taken to be killed even if he's in the midst of doing the Avoda. Then Shabbos, which is Nidcha because of Avoda, then all the more so taking away the Kohen to be killed is Docher Shabbos. So, the Kohen with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbeach during his Avoda, and who was accused of eating a Shlami while he was Tameh, which reminds the Gemara quotes a Brisa that brings an example of the principle of Davi Shebachra V'yatzmin HaKal Ramed from the Pasuk that states, and the one that eats from the meat of a carbon Shlami and he is Tameh is Chayiv Karis. Now, why does the Pasuk need to say this? We already learned the one who is Tameh eats Kachim is Chayiv Karis from a different Pasuk. We learned this from the justice of Shlami is Kachim Mizbeach, consecrated for being offered in the Mizbech, and one is Chayiv Karis when eating it, so to anything else that is Kachim Mizbech, which excludes Kachim Bedeka Bias, consecrated for temple repair, that if one ate it when he's Tame, he's Pater. This drasha can be used by Achos Ishto as well, as far as Eshes Ach is included in the category of all rites, as it's written, Ki Kol Sheyatz Mikol HaTohevas HaEl V'Nikrus, so anyone that does one of these abominations will be cut off, and it is taken out of that general category, and it's a heter that she falls to Yibum, and this teaches us that all rites too fall to Yibum. The Gemara says that this drasha is different because the drasha by Shlamim is a general Isser and a specific Isser, whereas with our drasha, there's a general Isser and a specific heter. So, the Kohen with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbech during his Avoda, and who was accused of eating a Shlamim while he was Tamei, was caught when the Baal Keri Metzora put his fingers into the Azor to purify, pointing them out. Which reminds, the Gemara says that one might have learned that Achos Ishto, his wife's sister, may be permitted for Yibum with a mamatzino from Eshes Ach, even though Eshes Ach had one Isser and Achos Ishto had two Isserim, through a principle called Hoyel v'Ishtri Ishtri. Since it, one Isser becomes permitted, it, referring to a second Isser, becomes permitted. We find this principle of Hoyel v'Ishtri Ishtri by a Metzora, where the Metzora has a heter to put his fingers into the base of Migdash for his purification process, and he may do so even if he is a Baal Keri, thereby having two Isserim. This is because once the Isser of Metzora is Mutter, the Isser of Keri becomes Mutter as well. So once again, the Kohen with the smoking gun who was taken away from the Mizbeach during his Avoda, and who was accused of eating a Shlamim while he was Tamei, was caught when the Baal Keri Metzora, who put his fingers into the Azor to purify, pointed him out. All right, now it's time for four blah back Hazara. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The judges at the Pater but not Usher, Yurtzara from Yibum, camel race, that must mean we're on Daf Gimel, Gamal. The judges at the Pater but not Usher, Yurtzara from Yibum, camel race, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah use the word potros, which implies that the Tzoros can do Yibum if they wish, instead of osros, they're forbidden. The Gemara concludes that if the Mishnah would have said osros, then we would think that even if one of the Arayos married someone besides the person's brother, and then this husband died, the Tzor would be forbidden to the brother. Therefore, the word potros teaches us that the Isra of Tzor is Erva is only if they marry his brother. So the judges at the Pater but not Usser, Yurtzara from Yibum, camel race, who ruled that the Ilonis and Sota should be excluded from the competition, which reminds us, the Gemara here asks, what does the number 15 in the ratio exclude? And what does it say for the Mishnah that says, Hari El Potros, behold, these exempt come to exclude? The Gemara explains that these two Mi'utim are coming to exclude that which Rav said, that Hatzar of a Sota is Pater from Yibum, and that which Ravasi said, that the Tsar of an Ilanis is Pater from Yibum. The Mishnah's come to teach that only the 15 women listed here exempt their Tsaros from Chalitza and Yibum, but the Sota and Ilanis do not. So the judges at the Pater Banad Aser, your Tsar from Yibum, Camel Race, who ruled that the Ilanis and Sota should be excluded from the competition, declared the Achuz Ishto the winner as she crossed the Aleha finish line, which reminds us, we learned from the Gezer Shabbat of Aleha by Achuz Ishto and the Mitzvah of Yibum. The judges of the Pasuk of Yibum is dealing where there is a mitzvah, so too the Pasuk of Achuz Ishto is referring to when there is a mitzvah of Yibum, and the Pasuk there concludes, Osikach, you shall not take a woman in addition to her sister. We therefore read the Pasuk of Achuz Ishto as follows, one may not marry a woman and her sister, even to do Yibum. The Gemara continues to bring the source for Tsaros being forbidden, and then explains that we learn the halacha of Yibum of the other Arayos from the halacha of Yibum by Achuz Ishto. Daf Dalet, so the Siman Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The man whose wool tzitzit is hanging on his linen beged got stuck in a door. That must mean we're in Daf Dalet, door. The man whose wool tzitzit is hanging on his linen beged got stuck in a door, which reminds us, we learned out that an aseh is docha losaseh from the pasuk losilba shatnes, you may not wear shatnes, and the next pasuk that states, gidilim taselach, you should wear tzitzit. These two mitzvahs are smuchim, they're adjacent, and therefore teach us that one may attach tzitzit of wool onto a beged of linen, even though this would be kalim. This shows us that an aseh, tzitzit, pushes off a losaseh, kalim. So the man whose wool tzitzit is hanging on his linen beged got stuck in a door while he was reading a book about smuchim in Sefer Devarim, which reminds us, the Gemara says that even Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smuchim. In other parts of the Torah agrees that in Sefer Devarim we do darshan smuchim. This is because in Sefer Devarim the psukim are either muchach, evident by placement of the pasuk that's meant for a drasha, or mufna, superfluous. In this case of our drasha of klaim and tzitzis, the Gemara shows how both reasons can be seen. So, the man whose wool tzitzit is hanging on his linen beged got stuck in a door while he was reading a book about smuchim in Sefer Dvarim. Could not believe the irony as the salesman marched by carrying his shatnez merchandise upon him, which reminds us. The Gemara says that the pasuk of Losilba Shatnez is not extra because if we only had the other pasuk, we would assume that it's forbidden to wear klaim even if one does not intend to receive any hanah from it, such as in the case where one is selling klaim and the clothes are lying on top of him, even though he has no intention of benefiting from wearing the clothes. Therefore, the second pasuk of Losilbash teaches that wearing the klaim must be like wearing clothes where the wearer intends to receive pleasure from it. And if we only have the pasuk of Losilbash, we would understand that one is only over on shatnez if he wears it, as this gives him a lot of pleasure, but merely sleeping with a blanket that has shatnez, which does not give much pleasure, is permissible. Therefore, we need the other pasuk of Losaleh should not come upon you to teach us that this too is forbidden. Daf Hay, so the simmer Daf Hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. And the Metzora shaving off his hair and pious that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, that must be more in Daf Hay. The Metzor shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to learn that an ase is docha los ase from a Metzor, since the ase of a Metzor shaving his hair is docha the los ase of cutting off his payas. The Gemara eventually refutes its proof as the love of los hakifu is not shava b'kol, meaning it does not apply equally to everyone, as women are not obligated in this. Therefore, we can only learn from a Metzor that an ase is docha a love that's not shava b'kol, when it does not apply equally to everyone. So the Metzor shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay wore a suit made of shatnez that was smooth, spun, and woven, which reminds us. The Gemara concludes that we can learn from the word shatnez, shua tababanuz, that one is not chay for wearing shatnez unless it's smooth, spun, and woven, as well as anase is docha losase. Being that the Torah used an extra word, we therefore use it for the drasha to teach that anase is docha losase, and since the Torah used the unusual word shatnez instead of klaim, we see that it's also meant to be used to teach us that it must be shua tababanuz. So the Metzor shaving off his hair and payas that had grown all straggly and looked like hay wore a suit made of shatnez. It was smooth, spun, and woven, and had the initials PTM sewn on a sleeve to remember that the mitzvahs of Pesach, Tamina, Milo were commanded before the giving of the Torah, which reminds us. The Gemara tends to prove that an ase is docha los ase sheish bo chorus from Mila, Pesach, and the Tamid, but refutes each proof since each one has a mila. Mila has 13 brisos, the Pesach is an ase sheish bo chorus, and the Tamid is offered every day. The Gemara later says that we can also not use the drasha of tzada shava, of a common denominator, and learn out from all three of these mitzvahs together, as all three of these mitzvahs are commanded before the giving of the Torah. Daf Vav, so the Simur Daf Vav is a sword, so here goes. The father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, that must mean more Daf Vav. The father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brisa that stated, I would think that if a Kohen's father tells him to become tummy, which Rashi explains to mean to go into a cemetery to do a Shabbos Aveda, or he tells him not to return a lost object, he should listen to him. The Torah therefore states, Ish imo ba'aviv tirahu ves Shabbos asai tishmeru, to teach kuchem chayavim kvodi, all of you are chayav to honor me. So the conclusion is that kibud av ve'em is not docha the love of Shabbos, or the love of Tumah, or HaShabbos Aveda. So the father forbade his son from returning an expensive sword, which was found near some shoes and staffs at the entrance to Har HaBayis, which reminds us the Torah teaches as Shabbos HaTishmeru in Mikdash HaTirahu that there's a Shmira of Shabbos and a fear of the Mikdash. Just like on Shabbos, you do not fear Shabbos, but the one who gave us a Shabbos, which is Hashem. By the more of the Mikdash also, you should not fear the Mikdash, you should fear the one who gave us the Mikdash, which is Hashem. The more that brings a price that states, Ezuhi mor ha-mikdash, what is included in the mitzvah of fearing the mikdash? That one may not enter the Har HaBayis with a staff, his shoes, his wad, or with dirt on his feet, and one may not use the Har HaBayis as a shortcut or spit in its area. So the father forbade his son from returning expensive sword, which was found near some shoes and staffs at the entrance to Har HaBayis, and was left behind by an executioner running to stop a sreifa from happening on Shabbos. Which reminds the Gemara, what do we learn from L'savaru esh b'kol moshvosechem? Do not light a fire in your dwellings. Rav explains that the question is, what does the word moshvosechem in all your dwellings come to teach us? The word moshvosechem is said by a mitzvah in order to teach one is obligated in the mitzvah even outside of Eretz Yisrael, but obviously one is chayib on L'savaru even outside of Eretz Yisrael, being that Shabbos is a mitzvah that is upon one's body. The Braisa continues and comes to teach that Basin is not permitted to do Sreifa on Shabbos. All right, so that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron, wishing a great day and great learning.